Yes, indeed. In a week that we concentrated throughout the week on the World Masters Athletics Track and Field Indoor Championships in Poland, and with Donegal having a very, very encouraging return from there, we were down to underage athletics, national indoor underage athletics in that zone today and yesterday, and many Donegal athletes once again in competition, and it's still going on, and there are many Donegal athletes still who have gone through the finals, but we'll have to leave them because it's running, it's either running late or it's the results aren't coming up very quickly. But anyway, let's take it what we've got over the last 2 days, yesterday and today. Oisin Gillespie, standout performer from the Rosses. He jumped 169 to one his high jump, and he continues to improve. And indeed, he is one of the athletes that's in the hurdles final later on. So we look forward to that. Michael Lowe from the Rosses as well. He was in the shot. He got a silver medal yesterday. And yesterday as well, Amy Timoney from Finn Valley, a long jump PB for her, silver medal for her. And today, a big performance once again from Hannah Murray of Finn Valley. Actually, the second fastest ever by a Donegal athlete, regardless of age. And I mean, under 19 this today, 24.88. She won the national title very impressively. So well done to her. The second fastest Donegal time ever by a female athlete. Excuse me. And from the Tyrconnell Club, we had Jimmy Kennedy, under 19 triple jump winner. And then we had I mean, under 19 as well. We had Tori Merchant from the Tyrconnell Club as well, a 160 for third in her high jump. And Matthew Leslie from Tyrconnell, a new name to the scene, 60 metres. He got himself a medal there yesterday as well. Keelan McFadden, of course, he won the 1500 metres yesterday. He's in the 800 metres later today. And just to say, I mean, he continues to impress. He continues to be consistent. He continues to go cross-country, indoor, outdoor athletics, and he's got a full range in the middle-distance field. And so he's got that 800 metres to come, and he won the 1500 metres national title yesterday. What else? Well, today, Cabrini Pine from the Lifford Band Club, she got third in her shot, and under 14 that was. And some of the people that are still to come in the hurdles finals, we've got Oisin Gillespie, as I said, himself and Mark Wilkinson are in the under 15 final, and they continue rivalry, and they have continued rivalry through the ages. And then we have Keila Toner from Convoy from Finn Valley. She's in a final as well. She's one of the fastest qualifiers. And Keila Toner from Finn Valley, she also was an automatic qualifier for her 60 metre hurdles finals. All of that's to come. And then from Letterkenny, we had Anya Duffy, under 15, third in the pole vault. So well done to Anya, 2:10 for her there. So that was the story from today and much of yesterday. Still a lot of people and finals to come. Amy Timoney had a second fastest time, 8:80 as against 8:79, the two fastest girls in the 60 metre hurdles. So she's got a final and she has a medal possibility in the hurdles to add to her long jump, hopefully. So that's the story there. Next weekend, we're talking going forward to Ballyliffin. Next Saturday, Ballyliffin Coastal Challenge. That's sold out, just to get that message across, because people continue to try to enter. That event is sold out. It's hit the limit of 1,000, and there will be no entries on the day, and there will be no more further entries taken. So just to guarantee everybody a T-shirt and their medallion for the race. So looking forward to that, looking forward hopefully to good weather, and that's a big event now at Easter Saturday, Ballyliffin Coastal Challenge in the village and in a show. And so we look forward to that next weekend. And again, to emphasise, Ballyliffin is sold out, and no further entries accepted.